Your ancestors were paying aboriginal stockmen in flour and rice that were shipped through evil. They were. This was a nine-year-old child, for God's sake, who's living a nice, happy life, and what are you doing? No, I won't shut up. I mean, you're getting stuck into a nine-year-old child. I don't care. She's no reason to do that.
She's either part of the problem or part of the solution.
Oh, you idiot.
She seems to be part of the problem.
You absolute idiot.
She's a little twit. Now, the problem is they're really very, very hard workers out in the country, and they're doing it tough. Well, this stupid little pygmy gnome we've got of a prime minister is these federal policies that are shutting down every service in the bush.
Jan, do you have any respect for anybody? Well, when I talk to you, you look at me and answer my question. I told you before, I don't care whether you walk off or not, but if I'm going to ask you a question, if I'm going to ask you a question, this is the most dodgy TV. This throws a book at her. I want to look at intelligent people out there. You take a sick day at school and you just watch this.
You are so out of control in the prime minister. And TV in the 90s. Oh, that's the queen. Dude, I just look at Sortie.
Oh, here we go. Someone's kind of go for an ABC spot. Trying to get him a gala, mate.
Welcome back to the Mug Off. It's another red hot episode. We're joined by a very special guest, a fellow podcaster. No less. Billy Darcy, thanks for coming in, man.
Oh, lads, good to be amongst comrades.
That, for anyone who hasn't seen that clip, Stan Zimatic, the godfather of panel shows, whatever.
I don't know. I think he was a shock jock, right?
Yeah, he just throws a book at this woman while he's talking. Australian TV used to be fucking wild.
Yeah, you could just throw a book at a woman.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. And now you got to book more women in comedy. That's what I'm always saying. And that's what the tattoo on my chest says.
Everything is cyclical. I think that's the lesson there.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule, Bildo, to come down to Mug Off Studios.
The hot desk.
I lined it up. I do not live in the area. It was a 55-minute drive, but I lined it up with a gig for tonight, which was cancelled 10 minutes before I got in the car to come here. So, you know. I'm still here though, aren't I? So
thanks for coming down.
You'll still get your appearance fee of $900 for coming down here.
Thank you, mate. Yeah. Please don't disclose my fee.
It's far less than we pay everyone else.
Yeah.
Is there a fee?
No. No. Cannot stress that enough.
There's barely a feed on this show. I'm starving.
You do look hungry.
Jerry won't let me use the fridge here.
Have you been banned?
He's always trying to stop me from going through his rice or something.
Drinking straight out of the cup.
Trying to get into Monica's muesli.
Reaching in there and finding too many Yarraman iPhones. So I've had to put it under lock and key.
Yep.
Oh, in the rice. Yeah, right.
That was a shit.
Did you understand that?
I did not.
That was a bad one.
But I'm a guest on the pod and I was willing to go with it.
He's a trooper.
Some days I think, wow, it's good I've got fine lettered on this bitch. Yeah. That was one of them.
You're going to edit that out, you reckon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Undoubtedly.
I had a nice quip at the end there. I'd like to see it stay in.
Yeah, maybe I'll remix it in later.
We'll find a place for that.
I'm going to switch this.
Man, do we have the mighty soundboard?
Yeah. We got the soundboard back?
Yeah, and we've got the Mug Off phone is here.
You're in for a hot one today, Billy.
We might be expecting a few calls from big TV might be calling us.
Oh, wow. Really?
Showbiz might be calling.
Yeah. You mean 7, 9 and or 10?
And or 10. Ooh. None of the free-to-air, like government
we're
channels.
We're getting a call from Peach.
We might get a call from 10 Peach. Or is it 9 Peach? I can't keep up.
I'd just call it Peach.
I like 7. Mate! That's my favorite.
Yeah, that is good stuff. How are you, Billy? Surviving in this rain, man. It's fucking torrential stuff out there.
Well, the rain is my natural enemy because on Saturdays I either play sport or watch sport.
Yeah, right.
Sport's been cancelled.
Fuck.
I shouldn't even be across the Harbour Bridge on a Saturday. I stay north for a reason. I can bottle it up Monday to Thursday, come to Newtown, do the gigs. Hey, how are you? Good to be here. On Saturday, I need to be a rich white bloke. I need to let it out. I need to stay up north, you know? Mum and Dad's house.
It's funny you say you are a rich white bloke. That's good of you to cop to that because I understand you've come down with the King's disease.
What's the King's disease?
Gout, Billy.
I did have a gout episode.
you had a gout episode?
Yeah, but it was
24, aren't you?
When I got gout, I was 25. but the worst thing was, it was on my 25th birthday, and I had to get my mum to drive me to the doctor because it was my left foot, which is my clutch foot, and I couldn't drive. And she thought I had broken my foot, which she was already furious with. And because she was like, did you break your foot? And I was like, I don't think so, but I don't remember. And then I came out
on
my
25th birthday.
Yeah, and I had to tell her, I was like, oh, sorry, I've got gout. And she was like, she was not stoked. But it was because after Christmas, got my hands on a fair amount of Dexies.
Oh yeah, sure.
And I just didn't drink any water for like 4 days. And then...
Dude, maybe I'm immune to gout because I've done that so many times.
Well, I think it's just like you and a guy who can get the King's disease, just like, yeah, there's no way. Like,
I think you would get it, but you don't have the wealth behind you. you would get like a knockoff version of gout. Yeah,
the peasant disease.
You get like
what's the coins version of gout?
you get the jester's version. But yeah, I did have gout. It was so embarrassing.
How do you get rid of it?
I just had a glass of water.
Wait, did you have gout or scurvy?
I don't know. It came and went.
They kind of go hand in hand, don't they? Scurvy, yeah. They're both pirate illnesses.
No, so, I definitely had, I wasn't officially diagnosed. The guy was like, you need to get a blood test. And I said, I don't want to hear this. It's my fucking birthday, dude. Like, come on.
The big 2-5, baby.
But yeah, all I ate was prawns and ham and did Dexies and drank beers for like 4 days. And woke up a lesser man with the King's disease, ironically.
Man, I did not know a diet like that could give you gout.
I mean, I've
got something to worry
eating.
About. I thought it was just no sleep and bad skin.
No. It's normally from like high proteins and too many tomatoes. All this weird, like lobster, like rich foods like that.
Yeah,
that's what they call it, the King's disease.
Okay, that's why.
So ham, prawns, you know, he's eating a bit better over there. He's not taking care of himself.
When you said Dexys, I had the fear of God in me just then. I was like, all right, I'm paying attention.
Yeah. We got my hands on one of those like where it's like a protein tub type situation. Like not like too big, but enough to be an issue.
Full of Dexies.
Like it was pretty big. It was like probably like 500 Dexies.
Mm. Did you get through them?
Oh fuck yeah, we did. Yeah.
I don't remember my phone ringing, Bildo.
Yeah, I know, dude. Not many calls went out, I gotta say. It was a tight-knit squad. We kept it in-house.
Board the windows up.
Oh, shit, yeah. Quality, not quantity. Stay in formation, lads. We'll do this. And we fucking did it. Don't you worry about that.
A lot of homework done that Christmas.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Cramming, huh?
Yeah.
Just swallowing them or snorting them as well?
A little bit of both.
Oh, man. That's a rich man.
You can afford to switch it up when you've got a tub full of it.
Oh, shit, yeah. Por que no es los dos, as they say. I think I was taking some.
Would you learn that off your housekeeper, mate?
Yeah, exactly. I also know make the bed in 3 different languages, so it's all handy stuff. It's all handy stuff.
I remember you once trying to tease Kyle Legacy about you said to him that he looks like the kind of guy who'd live on a boat. And it just like it was really funny to me that even in your mind, poor people still own boats.
Oh shit! Yeah, you don't have one.
Well, just like I just assume.
How rich are you? Because you got a boating shirt on right now.
Oh no, this is a cruise ship shirt.
Oh wow, the king of the boats.
Yeah, yeah. No, but my pop got me this, and it was just when I started sort of hanging out in the comedy circles where I could wear it ironically, and people really get around it. Yeah. If you just wear this straight up on the North Shore, you wear a cruise ship polo.
People just assume you've been on one.
Yeah, exactly. I tell you what, you're not getting offered too many more Dexies after that. But dude, you come to Newtown, people think you picked it up at an op shop.
Yeah.
No, but my very rich grandfather gave it to me. He was clearly getting off the boat and as an afterthought picked up 3 large polos. And here we are.
Give this to the rat of a grandson I have there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yep. I remember a story with you that's always quite stuck with me, Bill. I remember doing one of those road shows with you or whatever and being like some country town somewhere and we're talking about food and we're like, God, what's your favorite food? And I think I was like, I think Italian.
I knew this was going to come
I think
up.
I was like, I think Italian, you know, like I could probably, if I could pick one forever. And you said your favorite food was Subway. Not a delicacy, not like a, but you said Subway.
We were talking about this just
you
before.
You said, if I could eat one food the rest of my life, it would be Subway. I love Subway. What the fuck is wrong with you, Gun?
Okay, firstly, I will not be backing down on this stance, okay?
Good man.
If you wanted to bring me onto the pod and you three just bully me into admitting I don't like Subway, today's not that day. But I was actually just telling Duggan on the way to the bottle shop before, I now order Subway via the app. And like on my lunch breaks, I go in and I go to the pickup area. There's like 12 businessmen lined up for their fucking ham subs. Losers, not even a premium sub. And I pick up a chicken and bacon ranch on malted rye, boys.
Nice.
No line, no worries.
Fucking hell.
Very
How
exciting.
Many Subways you reckon you're putting away a week?
Well, Monday's Subway day. Little,
yeah, sure.
That's a treat, just to get the week back going.
Yeah,
like
no,
Garfield
no.
with lasagna.
A little bit. Well, dude, I tell you what, tanks run on fuel. You know what I mean? Oh. So Monday's get it going. And then over the weekend, I'll have at least one. And then if Subway wants to pop up again any time outside of that, I'm very much open to
it's
it.
It's funny if you like you treat it like cigarettes. You'd be like, you know, you go, you got one pack, but if yeah. I get real drunk, I'll have two Subways.
I'm a social Subway eater. You know,
I'm definitely having one pack of Subway on Saturday, but if I get real pissed, I'll have two footlongs.
Yeah, I got to say, that thing about the Subway bread being so sugary, it's a dessert. Not the news I personally was hoping for.
How much you weighing over there? You look a bit hefty.
Yeah, I got to say, I honestly don't know what I weigh.
Yeah.
But I can confirm this is the scale. Worst I've ever looked.
Oh, Bill.
I actually just...
Oh, it's good to have you here.
Yeah.
Well, good to have you here on the way down, mate.
I was about to say, McGowan, you've got a skill for niddling people. I just joined Anytime Fitness yesterday in an attempt to remedy what you're looking at.
Oh, no.
I can smell weakness. So I just zoned in on
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ, yeah. Dude. Yet to even scan my tag and McGowan's into me.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, the gig's cancelled, mate. Might want to pop your head in on the way home.
Oh, there's a Subway not far from you, actually.
No, I was telling him it closed. That's
it's closed down, yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's how we started talking about
it's
it.
It's a goddamn shame.
Yeah, are they closing down around the country?
Pull one out for the Subway.
Mate, if we close enough Subways, communism will win. That's my personal opinion.
You call communism any Chinese takeaway, is that right?
Anything that's not Subway is not democracy. That's all I'll say.
Are you always getting a footlong?
Yeah, because I'll tell you why, Duggan.
I'd love to hear it.
I get a footlong sub. Now, do I have a footlong sub or do I have options? Okay,
right. Yep.
Because you get 1/6 inch, they could screw you. I've been given 4.5 inches before.
Yep.
Mm. Okay, because
so
not,
have I.
They're not measuring this shit. They'll screw you on a 6 inch, but I get a foot long. I can still have a 6 inch sub. That's my decision now. Now I'm in the driver's seat. Okay, and I got to say, this is probably you guys are going to think less of me for this, but I'll put a 6 inch in the fridge and knock it over the next day.
Oh man, a man after my own heart.
I don't judge that at all.
Yeah,
I mean, it's normally later in the day.
At least he puts it in the fridge, cunt. You leave the Macca's burger on next to the bed and attack it in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's a lot of that's to do with a lot of depression. I have eaten it over 3 days.
Oh, depressed, mate. Have you tried Subway? Nothing gets my endorphins going more.
Not since they fired Jared.
Yeah. Do you really like the bread or do you just like young kids?
Oh, my God. I tell you what. Yeah, I think it's a testament to the quality of the sandwich. I mean, the bad press, it continues to just push through. Pedophile as our sponsor, whatever. Ham and cheese still rocks, you know. Yeah, the bread is a dessert. True. Still cranking.
Yeah, give me a still cookie cranking. As well. Yeah,
have a cookie.
Fuck.
Have a Coke Zero. That's a healthy meal.
Yeah, do they still do the free refills there? Or are they tightening up on that?
I don't know.
That might have sunk him. A guy like me, he has free refills.
Oh, man.
I got to say, as much as I love the brand, I refuse to dine in.
Yep.
I mean, people that dine in at Subway, it's like...
Yeah. I got real issues with people who do that at McDonald's. It's to be enjoyed in the car or in your own home.
Fuck that. I get it delivered.
You fucking...
Yeah.
No, delivered's fine.
No, like to the my table, you know? Like
You'll sit in the
I'll
McDonald's.
I'll get the number. I'll get some like...
That's not delivered, you dumb cunt.
Well, like delivered to the table.
You're sitting there like garçon.
Yeah. And some like, 14-year-old autistic kid is just running shit will fucking give it to me.
Kick the pigeon off the table.
Doesn't
sit
matter.
Down.
I'll eat the pigeon.
There's nowhere on the planet where you can spill something and feel less remorse than McDonald's.
Yeah.
You just point at some 12-year-old, oi, the fuck?
Gabriel, get over here. Fucking clean it, cunt.
Stop studying for the nap plan. Like, get the mop.
Oh. Yeah, man.
I actually value service workers quite highly.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Frontline worker.
Yeah, essential worker over here.
You guys need to pick up your act.
Yeah. You're getting more shifts down at Coles, Duncan? Are you trying to get more shifts?
Hopefully after this.
Oh, you could tell someone picked up a public holiday shift. Double time. He's like, it's actually a very honourable industry. 75 an hour on fucking Anzac Day.
That's what the diggers fought for.
I did that last year, actually. It was pretty sick.
Fuck. Yeah, I would do that.
What meter cunts getting on Anzac Day?
Whatever they want.
Oh, fair enough. Good answer.
Whatever they want when I'm there.
I also sold my soul on the Anzac Day before last for money. I hosted two up at the Coogee Bay Hotel with Kyle Legacy.
Oh, beautiful.
I thought you were going to say you went to Red Rooster.
No. I crawled out of that place at the end of the day with $500 in my back pocket.
Oh,
but
shit.
But fuck me. I don't recommend.
Yeah.
Two up gets fucking full on, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At one point, I had $6,000 in my hand.
Oh, like my God.
I'm just watching blokes just throw their life away.
Jesus.
And I'm not only watching it, I'm doing the admin behind it. I'm facilitating this.
Well, I'm a huge fan of it because it's the best odds you'll ever get.
That's true.
50-50. Yeah. You're not going to beat that, you know? You go to the fucking pokies or anything, you get fucking killed. Two up.
I mean, if you want 50-50 odds, Jerry, this is going to blow your mind. Bet on any team sport.
No, it's not 50-50 odds, you dumb cunt, because it'll be like $1.20 versus $1.80 or whatever. It's never 50-50.
Have you heard of the line? You know, you got to bet against the line.
Oh, man, I've caught you out in some serious knowledge gap here.
Oh, no.
Because you look like a guy who would know gambling.
I was about to say.
You don't have enough money to gamble.
Nah, I don't. I'm up there trying to catch the penny.
Oh, God. Oh, dear Lord.
Queensland boy Cameron Duggan doesn't know how to gamble. You're going to have to rebrand, my friend.
Fuck! Wait till they get a wind of this up north.
Yeah. What's next? You don't actually smoke durries?
Oh, don't
He's got a vape in his hand right now.
Don't you fucking dare, Billy.
Dude, the last gig I did with Duggan was so funny. We're in Newcastle, and the first half was pretty grim. Me and him brought the second. I don't want to go out there. And Duggan goes, don't worry, mate. This will be all right. He's hosting. He empties his pockets before he charges back out. 20-pack of durries. 1200 puff vape followed by an asthma puffer.
All in the same pocket.
Shouldn't be allowed.
The other one's just mince, right? Like it's just ground beef.
I made that mistake before.
Yep.
Clogs up the puffer.
Should we get into the meat and the bones of it, Bildo? Huh?
Oh shit, yeah.
You're here with you know the show, you know what the big three are about. Have you been mugged off, mate? And
I have.
What do you got, fetus? Well, hungry.
I've got a bit of a yarnaroo for the lads.
Well, I hate the name of this.
I don't mind it. I like a bit of yarnaroo. You know, I'm a big fan.
Look, I know you guys didn't like that, but I do have to stay on brand. So. I mean, look what happened to Duggan. He's lost everything after that quip. Stay on brand at all costs.
That is true.
So here's one for you. It's a little bit long, but I'll get through it. just doing the admin up top here.
Hey,
give us the whole 6 inches.
Thanks for the heads up, man.
So I did a gig at the Coogee RSL or the Coogee Builders Club or whatever it was.
Is it Diggers?
The Coogee Diggers.
Yeah,
that's the one.
I've done that show.
Yep. I was about 20. I was like 6 months into stand-up. And I go into the bathroom and there's some guy just fucking absolutely hoovering up cocaine in the stall. And this is like basically an RSL.
Love it.
So we got a vibe. The vibes aren't lining up on this one. And I'm washing my hands and this enormous Samoan guy comes out. He's like 6'7", 160 kilos. And he's just like, he's just loving it. You know, he's just shoulders back. He's washing his hands next to me, and he was in the crowd. And he was like, mate, you're so funny, blah, blah, blah. Like, I loved it. You got to come and have a drink with me. Oh, no. And I was like, okay. I don't know. But also, I'm kind of liking the fact that a crowd member is even talking to me.
Yeah.
Because I was only 6 months in, so I'm like, oh, this is cool. And then so I go over with his wife, who's like 45, American, like just huge fake tits.
Love it.
Nice. Yes.
Unreal.
Beautiful stuff.
Love it.
Love it. Absolutely love
just
it.
Just absolute cannons. And
a few bolt-ons.
Bolt-ons, yeah.
Got the renos done on the miso.
Et cetera, et cetera. Jesus Christ, yes. You and me are on the same wavelength, brother.
I love your style, Bill. I always have.
So, yeah. Yaz is on the money. And start chatting to this couple. They're like just sending drinks my way. Pretty good.
Fuck.
Because I'm like 19, so like...
How old, you said she's 45. How old is the marriage?
They're both about 45.
About 45, yeah.
Yep.
And I'm with Sydney comedian Alfie Cannock is with us as well.
Sure.
Not a renowned party animal, but a good bloke nonetheless. And...
I love the character commentary. Yeah. It's like I'm there. Yeah.
So they go, do you want to come to like this next bar? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Alfie is reluctant, but I drag him along and I go, we'll get an Uber. They go, no, we've got a driver. They've got their own driver.
Is this ABC TV's Jay Lagaya?
It was not, but... Okay.
All right, just wanted to check.
Yeah, but I appreciate the reference. So they've got their own personal driver, this guy Joe, who pulls up, drives us to the next bar. Then we're there and it's like getting pretty weird with the wife. Like she's like got her hands like all over me type thing. And I'm like, I'm 19. Her husband is 6'7", is Samoan.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not too street smart.
Young enough to be her son.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's getting weird. And Alfie starts jamming up. He's like, they want to have a threesome with you. They're like swingers. And I'm like, I don't know. They might be. You know, I don't know what's going on. But I'm also like getting free drinks. So, do you know what I mean? I'll fucking swing around town for a VB, you know?
Yeah.
And it's get weird. Alfie drops off. He didn't want to participate in some sort of a group sex situation.
Coward.
Yeah. Thank you, Yaz. Words out of my mouth, my friend. Dude, I feel like Eminem and you're like the hype guy. Like,
I'll do the ad-libs for the story. Thanks, Billy.
Yeah, thank you. You tag him up, Yaz.
You're B-Rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, dude.
Anyway, so then they're like, Alfie leaves and they're like, do you want to come back to our place? We live just in the eastern suburbs. And I'm like, oh, I'm like hammered at this point. I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll come back. So Joe pulls up, the driver, and we're driving, and we drive for like an hour. Oof. We are well past the eastern suburbs. Uh-oh. We're like past the airport. And I am like freaking out. Like, it's like my second time in the city. And now I'm in like, I can see Mordor on the horizon. Like, yeah. I don't know what is going on. The wife has still got her hand on my thigh. So like, I still got a bit of skin in the game, but I'm really confused. Joe's telling some weird story and it's not good. But we get there after like an hour and 10, we're in like back of La Perouse somewhere. And I live in Manly, so I'm a long way from home.
Yeah, stick around, Joe.
Yeah. So Joe puts it in neutral. And, so we get in there. It's an absolute mansion. These guys are loaded.
Shit.
And we get in there. They got one of those. You know how rich people have like very large dogs?
Yep.
Yeah, they love that shit. Hey?
Oh, yeah. Well, one of these horse dogs. And that's there. And then we get in there and they just start like, the hospitality is out of control. Like she makes like margaritas for me. Then there's like pulled pork. They've got pulled pork ready to go.
Jesus. Fucking oath.
And like, I'm eating this pulled pork sandwich and this like MILF chick is like, oh, is it too dry? Is it okay? How's the margarita? And then like, I'm like, it's fine. And then the Samoan bloke comes out with a bag of Coke so big, he fucking threw it over his shoulder. Like
a sack of Coke.
Oh my God.
Fucking oath.
Just enormous. And he's bloody got the microwave going hell for leather.
A wood-fired oven at this point.
And then he takes me out the back. He shows me where he's growing like a fair amount of weed, like a prosecutable amount of weed. And I'm 19. Like I'm not really doing any drugs at this point. I think I've like done coke once and like smoked weed a few times.
Yeah. Mm.
And now I'm like kind of an like I'm part of the operation. Yeah. Now. So it's getting a bit weird. This guy's just sending that much coke down my nose, and like we're smoking joints, like. The wife is like being super handsy.
Yeah.
Super handsy. And then like, she's telling me about her daughter who's like my age and it's getting fucking weird. It's like 2 a.m. It's getting real weird.
Sick.
And I'm thinking like, we're going to have like a threesome, but I'm thinking like, I've probably got 7 career routes under my belt.
Parody of a movie. It's a porno.
So I'm thinking like, I don't know if I'm ready for any threesome, let alone a threesome with fucking Booker T over here, you know, like this guy's just, he's going to be a much more powerful brute than me. I don't, like, do you know what I mean? And also I'm coked up and I'm so like high. I'm like,
you would say you'd be the bacon to the chicken and bacon ranch.
Look, however you want to say it, I'm being accessory for sure. Like third man picked, if you know what I mean. And so it keeps going. And this guy is just hoovering coke. He clearly has like quite a significant problem. And then he goes to like get more coke and the wife turns to me and she grabs my hands and she like pulls me, she kisses me on the cheek and she goes, tonight you're going to be my special friend.
Oh Lord.
Yeah. So now I'm thinking, it's fucking on for young and old, surely. Like, I don't know if the Samoan guy is participating, but it seems like I am at this point.
Yeah.
And then, so I get, but then like, then we just sort of keep hanging out and I'm like, how does this work? How do you initiate a threesome with a married couple?
Wrap a bit of mind around it, love.
Well, I didn't have those words available to me. But I'm thinking like, I don't know what's going on. Now it's like 4:30 in the morning.
Mm.
And I'm like, and I'm so coked up. I'm like, eventually like the Samoan guy and the wife are there and we're like in the backyard. And I go, guys, are we having a fucking threesome or what? Like... Dead set. And the Samoan guy goes, Billy, I'm going to call you a taxi. Turns out there was never a threesome on the cards at all. And I go, you're kidding. I go, mate, your wife has been like groping me for the last 4 hours. Like, sorry if I'm misreading the signs, but...
No, she hasn't. That's bang out of order.
Yeah. And then, but you know what he says? He breaks. He goes, and the wife's just silent. And then he goes... Do you know what? I told you not to do this. And he goes, she wants to have a threesome. I'm not into this shit. I hate it when she pulls this shit. Get the fuck out of my house.
He said that to you?
Yeah. Like blowing up. Jesus. And the guy's enormous.
Yeah. We're talking Vulcan from Gladiators here.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to kick you out.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, mate, come on. I mean, I'm just, yeah. I'm just a young man, you know, adapting to the situation as it develops, you know, like...
Just trying to get my peepers on those baps.
Exactly, mate. Like, well, yeah. Okay, I wish I didn't agree with that too much, but but you know, you can only play the fucking hand you're dealt. You know what I mean? And we got Lisa Ann over here with a hand on my thigh. Like, kind of. Lisa,
what's doing?
What the fuck is doing? You know? And then so the small guy takes me out the front and he goes, "Look, mate, I'm sorry, but." This is fucked. He goes, get out. He goes, Joe will take you home though. Don't worry about it. So Joe drives me. I get in the car with Joe and I'm kind of scared of Joe.
Yeah.
Because he's been out the front the whole time.
What race is Joe?
Middle Eastern.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But I was more scared of him that he worked for this Samoan guy. Like this whole situation was just a bit.
Yeah.
He was like working for a drug dealer was like the vibe I got.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. And the other thing was, it like wasn't that nice of a car for it to be a private. It was like a Corolla. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't like. Yeah.
It's just practical.
I don't think Joe had a business card per se,
or a suit by the sounds of things, or owned a tie.
I'm pretty sure
he's or a this. License probably.
So, Joe drives me all the way back to Manly from La Perouse. It's like an hour and a half, right? And I'm thinking, this is fucking sick, like free ride. Mm. And then he goes, anyway, that'll be $150. And I go, what? And he goes, yeah, dude, it's $150. Like, what's the problem? And I'm like, oh, what's his face said? And Joe turns around and like, gives me the business. Yeah. And he goes, I said, it's $150 fucking dollars. And I said, well, it's $150. And I gave him all my... I think I gave him 160 just to sort of smooth things over. And I got home at 6:30, dropped outside of my mum and dad's place by a drug dealer's driver with not a cent to my name and still yet to have a threesome on God's green earth. And then 2 hours later, I went and played fourth grade cricket.
That's unbelievable.
I was mudge senseless.
How'd you go on the pitch though? Did you give it a captain's knock?
I can't remember, but probably not.
Yeah, right.
When you play cricket, you only go well like 3 times a year.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's just how it is.
Yeah, right.
The rest of the time you're sitting down, wishing you played rugby league in year 4 when you had the chance. But now you're 19 and soft and you can't just jump in, you know what I mean?
Haven't got the shoulders for it. Yeah.
You're running into Joe again, I think, if you're out there in the field.
Yeah, rugby leg is truly passed you by. Rip. Oh. Fuck, that's insane. Just having a Middle Eastern driver on call like that.
Well, you brought up his race. I mean, I feel like...
It's kind of what we do here.
It's important.
To me, he was Joe the driver. You know, if you want a profile, that's your business. But,
to Jerry, he's Joe the Arab driver.
Yeah.
I would have said Joe, my best friend. So, yeah, don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it?
Oh, my Lord. So you didn't get a look at the BAPS at all?
No, but the shirt was quite revealing.
Yep.
So okay. That's what sort of kept me hanging in when we got to that 4:30 mark. Because a lesser man, I think if she was wearing a sweater, I'd leave at 3 a.m., to be honest.
But, yeah, if you fill a car, could go home.
Oh, yeah, shit, yeah. But also, I wasn't very good at taking drugs. Like,
yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? I didn't have my feet on the ground type situation.
I would be terrified.
I was.
I would I would be fucking leaning into that head first, that whole situation. Yeah. Just like, oh man, that sack full of coke, I can do so. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're floor bags. We know this. You'll do it off the floor.
But also, he gave me like a pretty decent sized bag of weed as well.
Oh, what a...
And I was thinking like, is this like a sting operation or something? You know, I was just freaking out, dude.
You think the cops are that crafty? They're going to get you back home, well, give you a bag of weed, send you home, and then arrest you for it.
Yeah, dude, they're not doing that shit to white people.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. I thought I was a big fish, you know? I thought they take a rich kid down from Manly and fucking send a message.
Nah, that's not the message they want to send.
Well, apparently not, but yeah, it was a long night.
Jesus Christ.
And maybe if Alfie Cannock was there, maybe if he stuck it out,
Alfie,
maybe,
if you're listening.
Maybe we had some group sex that night. I mean, but now we'll never know because Alfie has no ticker.
Oh. So she wanted it, he didn't, and it was just this Mexican standoff of...
Yeah, I think like I don't know if maybe they were like, oh, we should like... I don't know, we should like fuck a younger guy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the thing was.
But you'd love to be in that house afterwards, like just to hear what they talk about. Yeah, like come
breakfast
on,
the next day.
Yeah,
like, that was well. At least the comedy was good.
Who was your favorite? Who'd you like the most? You reckon?
And also with the wife, I was not advancing anything. Like I'm just I'm just standing back, going like, what's happening?
Well, how like, could you? You'd be like, I'm gonna have my arms ripped off and beaten to death with my
arms. Yeah, 100%. And like this guy, he was 6'8", but then he'd taken so much cocaine that it did get scarier.
Yeah, he's a wild
man. Yeah. Like, much scarier.
Yeah.
Did it get aggressive at all? Like was he any kind of wild movements? Or?
No, he was actually pretty chill until I tried to initiate the threesome.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At which point, he did get a bit lippy.
Understandable.
That'll happen when you try and fuck a bloke's wife in front of him.
I don't know, dude. Where I'm from, people are a bit more easy breezy. But
oh, Europe.
Yeah. People are La Perouse. It's like, I can't fuck your wife. Jesus.
Come on, get a load of the prudes over here.
Yeah, I reckon. Can I have a glass of water at least? Like,
oh, man. God damn, that's so funny. Wait up. I think oh, your telephone. Oh,
can you get that?
Hello?
Hold on, wait.
Hello? Oh, wait. Wait.
Hold on, can you get that, yes? Just pick it up.
Hello? This is...
It's on the other side of the room.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, what? Yeah, this has failed miserably. Yeah, that was terrible.
What'd they say?
It was the wife. She said, you're welcome to come around back to La Perouse anytime you want.
Hey, oh, she did. Yeah, well, she was a fast talker, so.
Oh, my God, that was bad.
Yeah, it's glad we spent 45 minutes.
Yeah, we do a little, like.
What was supposed to happen then?
Laughs.
Yeah, you guys were supposed to, like, carry me out of here at the end of this.
Yeah, I'd be like, we found our champion.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we should try it again.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that ever again.
This is what open mics are for, boys.
Yeah, that was grim, huh?
We've all been there.
Yeah.
That would be awesome, going to an open mic with your soundboard for your podcast. God, just want to run a few things by you guys.
What do you guys think of this for my pod? Man, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll start doing open mics with a soundboard.
I would love that.
Just what about this clip? And just
you got to show up 2 hours early to do a sound check.
Yep. What do you guys think about this one? It's just on your dad. Not a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
On to the next one. Oh. Well, what's been going on with you, doggy?
Man, I was at work the other day, right? And I was sitting there. I'd not had a lot of sleep the night before, and was on my break. And these two kids were like playing, and one of the small boy, he was like, as it turns out, he was like running away, and the girl was just standing there going, Liam, and I was just like looking at my phone like, shut the fuck up, dude, trying to chain smoke Dorries here. What the fuck are you out here screaming for? And then just didn't really take any notice. And she said something and then like went away. She's gone to a cafe and got her mum and told her like, Liam's run away. So they're like, she's come back with the daughter and they're like walking up and down just yelling out this kid's name and they can't find him.
Jesus.
She starts getting quite panicked and she's like, did you see a kid run past here? And I was like, sorry, I wasn't really watching. And then the girl just goes like, well, guess I don't have a brother anymore, and dabbed at me.
Holy shit.
Like, just like, well, guess I don't have a brother anymore. So she's taking the kid, like the daughter, back to the cafe, and then just like kind of come, in that time, I saw the kid like just like a flash, like just sprint across the street and like just fucking disappear. So she comes running back and I was like, I think he went
that way.
He went that way.
You didn't want to stop Liam?
When you saw the
kid?
Oh
no, he was ages away. When I was like,
your instincts not to get up at any point?
Nah.
No. Okay. Nah.
He was chain smoking Dorries, goddammit. Chain smoking Dorries.
I didn't have any puffer on me. There's no way I'm running after this kid. But she, like, so I was like, oh, he went up that way. I like waited for her to come back so I could be like, oh, I saw him. Was he wearing this? I'm pretty sure, unless there's another small child darting across the street.
Yeah, could be Liam.
He went that way. Yeah, it might be Liam. He's gone up that way, and she was gone for fucking ages. So he must have got pretty far. And she comes back, and she's like panting. And I was like, "Hey, you got pretty far, huh?" She just goes, "Hey, so fast." thank you.
Or you get a leash on that, that thing.
Meanwhile, the daughter's just doing like a monologue at the cafe. She's so like charismatic.
Yeah. As an only child, can I just say?
He's like riffing.
Oh, that's so fucking grim.
Yeah, but just the way she went, guess I don't have a brother anymore.
You don't want kids, eh?
Like, I don't know.
Nah, fuck that. Like,
I don't know. It's a reason to be alive or something.
Yeah, you know? It really carries you through your 40s having a child.
Yeah, but so does like a DVD player. You know.
Yeah, but you can't lose a DVD player, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, yeah, but when you lose it, that gets you out of bed.
Yeah, that's true.
The DVD player, you could stay in bed forever. And that's when the dark thoughts come, brother.
that might be explaining the Macca's orders lately.
Yeah.
You start thinking, have I wasted my life just eating Subway? There's all this food out there and I'm just eating the same thing over and over.
Exactly. Instead, I'm going to be there with my son going, you don't get just ham, okay? It's a waste. You want premium or fucking just make your own sandwich. That's what we're doing.
We've got a plethora of pre-cooked meats here.
Yeah, a plethora. Do you fuck with an Italian BMT? Billy?
Oh shit, yeah.
Fuck yeah, me too.
I go pizza sub or chicken and bacon ranch.
Nice.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I used to find it so funny how many times you told me the story about how much Billy loves Subway. Yeah. And I was just like, cool, man.
Yeah,
I just like Subway. And you were like, nah, but he fucking loves it.
Yeah, I've got like a camera roll on my phone. It's just you eating Subway. Like anytime I've been on a gig with you and you had a Subway, I've just taken a photo. And
I don't like that.
Let me tell you, brother, it's a big album.
I don't like that. I don't like anyone taking photos of some kind of eating.
Especially just for me. Like, yeah, just for me.
It's a good pre-gig meal, though.
He's fucking always papping me eating. That's fine.
I don't...
Me?
Yeah, you got me with the Porto at the front of the comedy store.
That was you getting me cunt.
No, but you got me back.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I used to... Yeah. When I was
you started that.
Yeah, we did.
When I was working
it's always
at the
good
store,
to get someone eating, man.
I'd always fuck with a couple of Subways on the way.
Double good, up.
You know, when you're going to watch some stand-up comedy. You know.
Dude, you can't appreciate the arts unless you fucking warm up with a few arts yourself, you know?
Yeah, the artist going in.
Yeah, exactly.
The opening act. Sanjeev, thank you.
What's going on with you, Jerry?
Not too much. I've got a bit of a passion project going at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
That I've enjoyed. This is, I don't know if it's an official mug off, but I've noticed this. There's many tradie logos. You know how they have tradie wants a logo? They'll just go to some graphic designer or whatever.
Sure.
And I've come across 8 different companies that just have a Zelda Triforce as their logo. And I think, and they must not be aware of what it is.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Because I think there's like a lot of tradies that are playing Zelda now.
Well, these eight just have a Triforce. And it's just like, that's definitely Nintendo copyrighted, first of all. And second of all, I think this is just like some revenge for a nerd being like, oh yeah, I'll give you a logo, you dumb cunt. Just take the fucking Triforce like that. APN, I've got a list of them. I've just been like obsessed with it.
I reckon it screams of like logomaker.com.
Yeah.
Oh, you reckon they just jacked it straight off the internet?
Pick a shape, pick like Duggan's building.
Yeah.
Yeah. Triangle's actually the strongest shape, you know.
Put your own name over the Shutterstock logo.
Yeah. Well, I work in strata during the day. Like, I send trades to apartment blocks.
Mm.
And if you type in, like, ultimate into our trade database, you'll get ultimate plumbing, ultimate building, ultimate warehouse, ultimate carpentry. Like, the name doesn't matter at all. The name, the logo, people just want their fucking roof on.
You're talking about guys who dropped out of high school.
Yeah.
I know. And I'm trying to join him.
Dude, we have a plumber called Wolfie's Plumbing. And I reckon he's probably on about 500 grand a year.
Oh, sick. Man. Yeah.
Wolfie's Plumbing. The name doesn't matter. No one cares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no ultra fucking U-Butte, like, you know, Exodus Plumbing. No one gives a fuck.
That's true.
Just fix the pipe.
When you pick a plumber or a trade, would you ever, like, second guess because of the name of, like, the business?
I generally try and go with someone I know.
Yep.
When have you ever had to hire a trade for anything, Dougie? What do you own that needs repairing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah, you got me there.
I can see by the look in your eyes, you're like, yeah, I just.
I've actually got a method for this.
I ask a mate.
Dude, I'm pretty sure if something breaks at Duggan's apartment, he just moves.
How is it?
Heart broke again, time to move.
Oh, come on.
That's not far from the truth.
How are you going over there? Like, you guys got a new housemate? Or?
Nah, not yet. This fucking torrential rain, though. I was sitting at home the other day, and I was like, the fuck is that noise? And then went into the spare room that we're eventually going to be renting out at some point.
Leaking.
It's leaking.
Oh, lovely.
Here it is dripping onto something. And I was just like, my housemate was away and I was just like, meh.
Good Lord.
Just turned the light off. So that's how I pick a plumber.
Oh my Lord.
Just turn the light off and just like, ah, well, I'll tell him. I'm not going to text him now. He's at a wedding.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the good thing about moisture is the more time you give it to work, the less effective it is. Yeah. You just let that thing simmer for a week. You come in.
What am I going to do? Just start fucking fixing the roof.
Did you put a bucket down?
No.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. That I would have put a bucket down.
That's the bare minimum solution.
Well, then I would have had to have moved the painting it was dripping onto.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. I'd love to go through life. You see a problem and you just turn the light out and be like, I don't need to worry about this.
Well, it's like, now I know what that noise is.
Oh, my God.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. No more wondering.
So the fact the room is now wet, is that going to affect the rent you're going to charge?
It doesn't affect me at all.
No, but like, are you going to put the price down?
I cannot stress enough how little effect this has on my life.
Yeah.
It's not my room. I was just like, oh, thank fuck, that's not my room.
It might, though, if you're like, you know.
Yeah, if the rent in the next room goes low enough, you probably will move in, and then it will be your problem.
Well, then I'll worry about it there.
You could also just lose the roof. Like, they might be like, guys, we've got to get out of here. Like, you know, they're fixing the roof now. It's like, water's a big problem.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And then you'd be like, well, you know, at least I turned the light off on the way out.
I think that cancels out all the electricity issues that it could.
I'd love to hear you telling the plumber what happened. And then when he says, okay, cool, what have you done about it? And you have to tell a real man on the phone that you just made it dark.
Well, I mean, it just wasn't my problem.
It couldn't be more your problem.
How is it? Like,
it's your house.
Yeah.
It's not my, it's my housemate's parents' house.
You still live there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not in that room.
Have a bit of fucking pride about your work, mate. Come on.
Come into my room, mate. There's barely anything. Barely anything.
There's milk flying everywhere. The fat's leaking the carpet.
Oh. Get the moisture up.
When the plumber comes round, I'll say, I think it was dripping through the mould.
Shit, yeah.
There's no mould there yet.
Sure.
When I used to live with Sam Campbell, my wall used to just run with water whenever it rained like that. Like, just a steady stream across about 3 meters. So not a drip, just like a fucking slow, gradual run of water.
Yeah. Water feature, if you will.
Pretty much. And then it was carpet. But then the walls would get so fucked, I'd have to clean them once every 3 weeks, like scrub the mould off.
Yeah.
And then just wait for it to come back. And I'd scrub it off again and then wait for it to come
back.
I've lived
in a few places with wet walls.
Oh,
just like
so grim.
Wet walls.
Just coming home from a night out in the piss and just like, why is that wall all wet? It's just leaking down there, man.
I feel like if you're living with Cambo, though, like the wet wall is kind of cool. You're like, we're artists, dude. This is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a wet wall, like on the north side of the bridge, that's just reprehensible. Like,
level it.
Get the crane. We fucking start from scratch. We're old money.
Move into the backup house.
Well, we've done it before. We'll do it again.
Yeah. So you live in a home, Bill?
No, I live in a share house.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Pay my way. But hey, I'm a bloke just like you, you know? I stub my toe, I bleed. Don't you worry about that. But yeah, as this though, like, my roommate's moving out, but he kind of kept it to himself for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And now we need to re-sign in 3 weeks. And he just kind of, he's kind of screwed us a little bit.
Fuck.
He took 2 weeks off our time searching for someone. Because when you're searching for a new roommate, Duggan, I don't know if you're going through this, you got to wade through the trash.
Oh, yeah. But you don't want any more than 3 weeks. That's too many cunts to interview.
Oh,
you'll be sick of it after a week.
Mate, like, oh, I haven't even interviewed anyone yet. Because anyone I know who's asked, I've just, like, as soon as I hear their name, I just, it's gut. You just go, no.
Yeah.
No fucking way.
What are the names? Like, just on name alone? Like,
oh, just white blokes as far as the eye can see. James, Matt, Adam, Alex.
You want to diversify it a bit. You know?
Well, I would actually like to get a girl in, but the lads reckon one of us will fall in love with her and there'll just be tears everywhere.
Yeah, they will.
And I aggressively agree.
Then
you're
dealing with wet walls.
Yeah, exactly. In more ways than one, brother.
Yeah.
Sticky carpet.
What happened to your share house? Because I'm actually interested in this.
We had a girl move in, and then my housemate started sleeping with her within 3 weeks or whatever. And it worked out great.
Did it?
No. It fucking didn't work out. It was awful. Like, then we had to move out, and there was huge fights and fucking all sorts of shit.
Did they break up, or are they married now?
They stayed together living as housemates. Like, they like kind of went through a we're hooking up, and then she was like, you know, I kind of want something serious. And he's like, well, I don't. I'm, you know, just a run-of-the-mill gronk, and I'm going to be bringing other girls home, and you got to be cool with that.
Oh,
and
then Lord.
It just got so messy.
Would that ever happen? Would he bring a girl home and then...
Yeah, and then she'd be a bitch to her, and like, it was just... Which is like, fair enough.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, one time she was like throwing pizza that she made at him, saying, "Take that, you fat fucking fool!" Like that, and just like,
really?
Yeah, it was getting pretty heated.
I like to think she made the pizza just to throw it.
trying to lay pipe with marinara sauce. Yeah.
I will say this:
a comedy pie.
I had a slice and it wasn't great.
Of the pizza or the housemate?
Hey, yo.
Have we got a?
Yeah, it's it.
Yeah, Yaz is back on the soundboard in a big way. In a big way. Yeah.
Oh,
That's with the soundboard. You're only one button away from redemption.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you're only as good as your last clip.
Oh, shit, said that. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd just stick with the boys if I was you. You know?
I'd like to move in maybe two lesbians.
Mm. Nice.
That's the balance, I think.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Does anyone want to...
If I get all those odd jobs done around the house, I'm going to play cricket with when you come home pissed.
Exactly. I got
There's milk flying everywhere. The fat's leaking the carpet.
The fat being one of the lesbian housemates.
Oh, dude.
Might be nice to have access to a Subaru Forester every now and then, too.
Yeah, well, I got an old car, so having someone with a wrench is handy.
All getting around wearing indoor cricket t-shirts.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not far off a lesbian, is something about it?
No, I actually love lesbians.
Really? I bet you do.
We have similar interests and they're unattainable.
Yep.
Which is all I want in life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That wrench has just buckled me.
Oh. We got your females lined up for future episodes, or
I don't know if we got any lesbians, but they're hard to get.
Speaking of lesbians, I remember one time my mate Mitch McCutcheon, he was living in this house.
Big opinions, Mitch.
he was telling me that this tree fell down at the front. He didn't have any tools to get rid of it. He had to go next door to the lesbians by their chainsaw.
And you fucking, he knew they had one for sure.
And I was like, did they let you use it? He's like, no, they didn't.
Nah, I need it for work.
Don't touch my tools, cunt.
What kind of attachment is this one on the old Recipro? Can't see any blades on this one.
She puts on the tool belt. She goes, don't worry, I saw it fall. I'll sort this out.
Fuck me. Well, have you got any other muggles, Billy? That one was fucking pretty epic. The first
one. I've got I thought I'd run this one by you lads. It's sort of an evolving story. I'm currently getting mugged off.
Does anyone want a beer?
I'd love one. Should we pause or?
Edit it out.
Actually, just fuck it. We'll just wait for you.
It's not bad. You're charging $7.50 for a fucking ham cheese croissant. Oh, fucking Jesus wasp.
And we're back.
Oh, it's still the best.
So you've got an evolving mug off for us, Bill.
So yeah. I've got a mug off. I'm currently getting... Well, I've been mugged off, but I know you guys are big on revenge.
Yeah, we love the shit.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just trying to work out what my revenge is going
to
be.
Our first mate, plotting.
You've come to the council.
Yeah.
Okay, so... as you know, I'm quite a talented sportsman.
Yeah, yeah.
Fourth grade cricketer, right?
How close did you? How close did you get to the cricket dream, Icarus?
Nowhere near. That's the only reason I do.
Flew
comedy.
Too close to the subway.
Oh shit! Yeah, you're looking at a man who's pursuing his plan B well and truly. Not my dream, this. But anyway, so I've played soccer and cricket my whole life. So my soccer team, right? I played for this team for about 6 years since I left high school. I was captain last season as well. Led us to 10th. I had a league record. 3 reds, 4 yellows.
Oh, aggressive.
Nice. Very aggressive. And I was the captain. I don't train too much because I'm too busy bombing at open mics in the city.
Yep.
But, I'm captain, kind of a, I thought well-liked in the team. One of the better players, I would have thought. Not the best.
What division are we talking?
Div 3.
Okay. I used to play Div 3.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
So I'm not the best player on the team, but not the worst. But it's Div 3, so it's not really what it's about.
Yeah.
And we had like a 23-man squad last year.
That's pretty thick.
Quite thick. But grooving the moves on, the whole team's 21-year-old blokes. So grooving the moves on down the road, we have 7 players out of the 23. Like, we had a 23-man squad and we forfeited 2 games. So... one of the lads had a 21st. It's like, fuck it, that's it. We're playing the top of the table anyway. Fuck this. Like,
yeah.
So one of the lads in the team took over as coach this year. Kind of wanted, not really like, he got his Achilles blown off in round one. Jeez. Didn't play again.
Oof.
And even then, he's not like one of the, like sort of the main sort of social group. Like doesn't come to the pub and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But he's a nice guy. Anyway, so he takes over as coach. I am unceremoniously kicked out of the team.
Like, oh, really?
There's a coup.
There's a coup.
Oh, really?
Not demoted from captain?
Oh, I wish. That would be a dream to be demoted from captain. Didn't even make the squad. Just kicked out of the team.
The 24th man.
Yeah, well, they were picking 19 this year. Good. I didn't even make the 9. I was starting every game last year. Didn't even make the 8-man bench this year.
It's so crazy.
And then... picked ahead of me was my roommate, Adam, who is a genuine make-a-wish kid on the soccer field. He is awful. And then the other... So he's played centre-back ahead of me. And then the other guy they picked is a goalkeeper who's having his first year on the field. Like, this is blatantly a personality attack. And then so there's this new kid who's a coach and this new kid who wants to be captain. And they're both, like, 21. And so I'm kicked out of the team. So I messaged the bloke. I said... Because when the team got announced, I didn't even really look at it.
Because I was just like, assume.
I'm a captain.
I was like, look, I don't even like. I just play for social reasons.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I just want something to do on Saturday, and sort of let some demons out in the second half.
I'll say, was it 4 red cards?
Yeah, shit, yeah, dude. Got choked out by a South African bloke in round 13. But so I'm just there for a good time, you know. And anyway, so I didn't even check the team because I wasn't aware I was on the chopping block per se. And I was pretty high. And anyway, so the next day I'm like, I'm waiting for the text. Oh, Bill, we forgot about you. Sorry, Bill. God. Admin error.
It happens.
Yeah. And also my roommate Danny just joined the team and he didn't even know anyone. He got picked ahead of me as well. I mean, I think some guy who got the bus across the road and waved at us, he even made the team. I mean, I think fucking Duggan's our striker. Like, it's just, I was the only boy to get picked. And anyway, so I messaged the guy and I go, so I didn't make the team, mate. What's going on? And he goes, sorry, mate. Yeah, not good enough. And I go, oh, okay. I go, so Adam is a better player than me. And he goes, that's correct. That's why I picked him ahead of you. And I just reply, by the way, I'm furious.
Yeah.
Blood boiling furious.
This is like an autistic level of just like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
better. And then, so I just replied, what a world to live in. and
like Captain Ahab or something.
Yeah.
How could this happen?
So I'm just like, and I'm just stewing on it. I'm thinking, my first instinct is to do nothing. And then when I see him, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Yep.
All right. That's my first instinct.
What do you think, Jerry, about that?
I think it's some short game shit, to be honest. I think the answer to this, I think, is pretty obvious. Is that you got to start your own team, Bill.
Yeah.
You got to start your own Div 3 team.
Okay, yeah. I did attempt to. I was not able to gain the numbers required.
Oh, that's not good.
You can't get fucking 11 from the 23 squad to fucking...
Well, the problem is, so we were going to start...
Like, the king is dead. We need the king back.
Well, we were going to start a Div 6 team.
And work your way up.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Three-year revenge plot.
We'll see you cunts in 4 years. But the problem is, with Div 6, you know, there's 11 people on a soccer field, but you really need 35 to have 11 available week in, week out.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of studs to knees.
Yeah, people are like, I'm hungover, I'm not coming, people are injured, people are on holidays, you know.
God forbid, on a Saturday as well.
God forbid there's a music festival on. Snow season is a nightmare. Like,
but you're also playing mongoloids in Div 6.
Oh, so it's mostly divorced dads.
Yeah, you can fly through them.
Surely the only thing that's missing here is...
old blokes in knee braces, right?
Oh, an inspiring captain, like, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
I think what's happened here is he's thought, I need to remove the cancer from the team.
Oh, it's blatantly obvious that's the case.
He's kicked you out.
Yep.
Thinking you're this terrible influence.
Yeah, big time. But here's the thing as well. So on the revenge front, so I'm still kind of working out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. All my mates are in the team, and I would like to still, you know, go out with the lads on Saturday nights and be a part of it socially.
Yeah.
I've still got the polo, and I'm
There's
not afraid to wear
it. Some real David Brent shit, like rocking up after you've been fired, still got an after work drink.
So what's going on, Ian?
Yeah. So I'd still like to hang out with the lads a bit. I feel like if I assault the coach, it could affect my chances of getting invited to the pub. Might
not. Okay.
And he's not even going to the pub.
He's just not really like a sort of going out guy.
Yeah, well, you can just go.
He's not like a big lad.
Look, your two options are start another team, B, join a fucking rival team.
Join the rival team.
Comparable in the same league, in the same sort of area. And then you can still have your laugh afterwards with the boys. Oh, I had a good game as well when you play them and stuff.
But I've left my run too late because the season starts like next week.
Yeah, but a guy like you could walk onto a Div 3 team.
Yeah. I could phone around.
Yeah.
Phone around, I would for sure.
But here's the other thing. The guy who's...
Just be real petty and go down there and egg him every game.
Well, what I'm thinking about, I thought about maybe just absolutely... Like, because a lot of boys in the soccer comp listen to my podcast.
Yeah.
So I thought about just absolutely leveling them on my pod.
Yeah.
But then I thought that was even more petty than...
Yeah.
Than punching him in the face. And then I thought... So the guy who...
Get her!
Kind of cheated on his missus at my house one night.
I love it. Kind of cheated on his missus.
So I thought I thought I would just fucking start spreading that around town.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Also, he didn't really cheat on her, but he just tried to. Which, you know, I mean, intention, some people say is as good as.
If a lot of the boys listen to this, he might get around anyway now.
No. Well, he did cheat on her, but I would fabricate the truth. But the other thing is, like, they're actually pretty good blokes. I was not aware that they hated me.
I don't think they hate you. I think this guy hates you.
I'm saying just these two guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. These two guys, I wasn't aware they didn't like me.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So what do you reckon, lads?
I reckon become an umpire, like a referee.
Red card him.
And then give bad calls.
Yeah, and just be like, just smile at him and just be like, yeah, man, you're going down 7-0.
Sorry, mate, you might have the pair on the team. I've got the pair on the field.
Yeah. That's what I would do. It's a bit
I think your average man's doing quite fine. They ignore most of the left feminist claptrap. They ignore people like Van.
I didn't start that. It just went.
Well, I think your phone's ringing.
Oh, not again.
Wait, no.
How do we stop it?
I think like that.
It's still going.
Yeah. That phone's ringing. That was a very...
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I thought that was like an elaborate bit.
All our theatre of the mind gags never work.
They never land because I didn't think we're
good. We're always so excited about it.
We're not good at theatre. That's why. We barely go to theatre, let alone try and be a part of it.
You guys are the Div 6 of theatre of the mind.
Yeah.
No, you got to start your own team, get enough cohorts, or you got to join another team, win them, beat them in the final, join the fucking the team that were ranked first. Rub it in.
Yeah.
Well, the first team's not having you. Maybe go third.
No. I could maybe the seventh team.
Yeah.
Might sneak me in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could just go as a bench guy.
Ideally, you want to start a team and poach the players from that
That's
team.
That's what I say, yeah.
Take all your mates.
Yeah,
Do you reckon they would, if you started a coup yourself, they would join you in like an exodus?
It's all very Game of Thrones, isn't it? Yeah. You got to like worm your way back in there.
A lot of walking and talking here.
Well, the thing is, I don't actually really care about playing soccer that much.
Yeah, also soccer politics.
Soccer is a byproduct to just having a bloody good time.
You know what I'd do is probably play a real sport.
Oh,
what would that be?
Like you do, Cameron.
Yep. Yeah.
Something with 50-50 odds. Get a fucking idiot.
Any team could have it on the day, Bill. Any team could have it on the day, mate. It's who wants it more.
That's
play,
true.
You go play one two up other? Competitively on a Saturday.
Oh, fuck.
I think either start your own team or become an umpire.
Yeah, but if I do the ref's course, then I'm relying on the draw that I get to ref their games.
Yeah.
I might just ref a whole season of miscellaneous Division 7 games around town.
Yeah.
Really just giving up my Saturday for no reason while the boys win and
so
have a great time.
$15 an hour or something.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do nothing.
Oh, yeah, I hate
but
this.
Then,
yeah,
but on, then gotta, that's just like a bitch move, hey?
Yeah, you gotta do something here.
But what do I do?
Steal their players.
Giving you like four options.
Yeah.
I'm not going to start another team. It's too much admin.
Can you put laxative in like a water bottle for your mate, like your housemate that plays on the team, and just play, hey, make sure such and such drinks this?
Yeah,
like,
you could take out the bench and they need to call you.
Yeah.
Dack him while he's calling the game.
That'd be good.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Streaker. You could be a streaker.
You could be a streaker.
Yeah. Just take, just when they're playing a game, just run in from the crowd, grab the ball and just say, I'm fucking going home.
Yeah. Well, I'll walk off naked and be like, that's what you get.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet you regret kicking me off the team now.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm thriving.
I don't even care. Fuck this team.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I'll be like,
I've never seen anyone walk naked. It's always like, you got to be moving quick if you're naked.
You can't be walking off. Oh, that's a power play to walk naked.
Oh, fuck that. I never have that kind of confidence.
Ironically, you became the background lad on your team.
That's crazy.
You either fucking, what is it? You be the hero or you live long enough to become the villain. Hey, lads. Fuck.
I do love, like, the background lad theory makes me laugh so fucking.
Oh, man, it's such a great term. Like, it needs no explaining to any cunt with half a brain.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. The coach who dropped me, I would have previously described as a background lad. But it turns out he was a background lad who was plotting.
Yeah.
But that's the other thing. They're pretty good blokes. I don't dislike either of them before this incident, so I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
because I don't want to be that guy who rocks up to the pub and all the boys are talking about the game and I'm like, yeah, I watched it. It was cool.
Yeah.
I saw when you did that. Yeah. It's like, what?
That's some real background lad behavior.
Also, yeah. I've never been that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never been that guy.
Yeah, you want to go off with a bit of dignity. So I think just like either dack the cunt at some point.
Dack him. I reckon it's very immature too.
Yeah. Or you could go to the pub, just like be like, oh, hey guys, what are you doing here? And then
stir his
drink with your cock or something. You want to go pretty lowbrow with this
you're
one.
You're going to want one of your standard NRL attacks here. Yeah. Right? Okay. Like a Mad Monday style revenge.
Yeah, urine involved, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You want to shit somewhere.
You got a dog you could fuck. You could go the Mitchell Pierce angle.
I'll fuck anything that matters to him at this point.
Oh, fuck. Beautiful stuff, Bill. We've got a review, guys. We've got a review to read. Yeah.
Do you want to read it?
I think I'll read it, yeah.
Bill, do you read reviews on your podcast to fill up time?
Dude, I fucking couldn't sleep for a week after one TikTok comment, so I stay away from the reviews.
What was the comment?
It was like, it was the top comment. It was like, this is the unfunniest thing I've ever seen. And I had like 100 likes. So
more than the actual clip.
So it's not like, it's not one comment, it's 100 comments.
Yeah.
It's 100 people saying, I was about to comment this, but it's already here.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'll just jump on.
I found what I came for.
Yeah.
What was it just stand up?
No, it was just like me talking to the camera.
Yep. Fuck. Yeah. That hurts even more.
As you were one to do.
I love talking to the camera.
You love a background lad take.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Well, I should say to the listeners, we haven't been getting the reviews that have been coming from overseas.
How come?
I don't know. They don't come through iTunes, but I found them. They've made their way to me.
How? Do they find, like, carrier pigeon? Or something?
No, like, on the someone sent it to me, like, on the Chartable thing, there's all these reviews that we haven't read.
Oh, really?
So, like, yeah, they're from Germany, and I don't know why, but Australian iTunes doesn't pick them up. So, to our listeners there, I apologize, and we'll make our way back through them.
Yeah,
that's,
sure.
That's the plan. This one's pretty good. It's from Y2Carl26. What race is he? Five stars. I just found this show and I can't stop listening. I'm not sure what the problem is. These guys kill me. The stories are out of control and I love the unbelievably offensive things they say. It brought me to tears a bunch of times with the liberal use of the C word is magical. Thank you, Y2Carl26. Yeah. That's very, very nice of you.
Yeah.
Thanks for
And howdy from the United States, huh?
Yeah, that review's from 2020. So yeah,
Jesus Christ. Sorry, we got around to it.
Yeah, we got there eventually, man.
you should go country by country.
Yeah.
You should do all the American ones. Idea. And now, like, oh, we're moving through the Baltics. Here we go, lads.
Yeah. Was it like someone was listening from like fucking Estonia or something? Like the country that doesn't exist anymore? Like it's just Yugoslavia now or some shit like that?
Neptune.
Neptune is... That's not a country.
I was going to say Persia. And that's what you should have said. That was the line for sure. You were way too ready. I remember
there was a kid in our school that was Persian. And then I told the history teacher. He was like, what fucking race are you? Because I'm that old. Where like the history teacher would call the kids wogs. And he's like... he goes... I'm Persian. He's like, yeah, fucking right. And then he points to the Italian kid and goes, and he's Roman. And it was like,
that is hilarious.
I've never wanted to be a teacher more. Oh, you can get yeah. I can't even say this to these punks.
Dude, the closest thing I got to that was one PE lesson. We had like a 65-year-old relief teacher. Fucking legend of a bloke. But one lesson, we go, sir, what are we playing today? He goes, lads. He goes, he chucks out a soccer ball and goes, we're playing wog ball. And he was not joking.
Oh, man. When I played my first game of
AFL... Until he cut you from the class.
Oh, yeah.
Of junior AFL, like under 11s or something. And then the guy who... like it was like a kid I used to play soccer with. His dad like was like, you guys should play footy. I'm sick of this wog ball shit. And then we're driving back in the Pajero after the game. And he just goes... what do you reckon, boys? Is he looking through the rearview mirror just being like, much better than that wog ball crapper? He's like, yeah, it was pretty good, I guess. We're still going to Macca's, right?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Anyone got anything to take us out with? Should we just pull this on?
I've been pretty, like,
I'm pretty hungry.
Yeah, I've had nothing going on, really.
While we're here, is WOG still above board?
No, absolutely. No.
Oh. WOG's in, WOP is out.
WOP's long gone.
Can't call anyone a WOP anymore.
What's WOP?
It's Italian as well. Yeah. It's just funnier than
WOG. But can you say WOG anymore? I think it's shrouded in...
Absolutely,
you
can.
You can, yeah.
Yeah,
they've kind of they've given us all the green light, you know. When the WOG boy is still like in your top five most highest grossing Australian films.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't call your show WOG anything.
That's if Very Woggy Christmas can have our former guest Dane Simpson on the lineup, I can use it.
Yeah, dude, they don't mind stretching the fucking... What constitutes a wog when they've only got two blokes for the Paddington RSL 10 minutes before the show.
Oh, man.
Pretty sure Duggett was on fucking one of those shows. Yeah.
Wobbling his head. Not Fatty Vaughton style either. Oh, mate.
I had a pizza last week. Am I wog enough to do this spot?
Yeah, we say speaking my linguine.
Yeah.
Pretty close, right?
That's fine. Oh. To all the wogs and wops out there, we love you boys and girls you. And, you know, keep it real.
And your nonnas.
And your nonnas.
And to all the American listeners, get around the word cunt. I mean, it's weird over there. They don't like it.
Mate, no. It's very aggressive over there.
Yeah, it's very aggressive. I called a bloke a cunt one night in America and it like shut the... It was like at a kebab store at like 3 a.m. Some bloke was like, giving me trouble.
Mm.
And I don't mind giving him a little trouble back.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, so so I called him a cunt and people were not like... It was like,
not
whoa,
chill about it.
Yeah. And the guy was like, that's it, outside. Like, he was like,
that's the line.
He was like, that's the line. He was like, that's it, outside. Like, that was the thing that pushed him over the edge.
Did you go outside?
Nah, we didn't. We saw just like, it was like jersey punches in the kebab shop.
Oh, nice.
Oh, then, really?
So, yeah. I don't mind a jersey punch because, like, you don't really get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also is just like, all right, listen, like, we're kind of throwing them here. Like, you know, neither of us can be called a bitch, but like.
But also, like, I was on holiday. Yeah. I don't want to get, like, murked out on my fucking holiday. You know? Yeah. Like,
you're very liable to a shirt rip for a jersey punch, but I mean, that's like a collar.
Lost a few buttons in my time for sure.
On my favorite club shirt.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Have you had any, like, paying off your credit card from that American trip?
Wait, did I tell you about that?
Oh, no, I just found out.
How'd you find that out?
Just did.
Oh, man. Don't think we haven't got fucking whispers up in
well, Miami. Yeah, I did go to America a couple of times on a credit card. And I was about 18 grand in debt there, Jerry. So I appreciate that. Oh. But then, oh no, COVID hit. Activate superannuation. I'm back in the green, lads. I'm back in the green.
When's
Thank
the next
you,
tour?
ScoMo. Thank you. I'm booking my flights to Delaware as we speak.
Fucking thanks so much for coming in, Bildo.
Oh, Bill, do you want to plug anything?
You got a show to plug?
Yeah. I have a podcast called Get Around Me. just tell yarns from the weekend.
It's what I've always wanted to do, just a podcast called Get Around Me.
Well, dude, I tried to do like news topics and stuff. And then I realized, like, I'm like 5 minutes before I'm recording the pod, I'm on news.com.au, like, scanning for content. I realized I fucking hate the news. Like, I'm like,
man, that's me at the feed. Just being like, oh, this might stick around.
Yeah.
You're trying to make something funny out of bushfires.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm fucking praying Amanda Vines has a relapse or something. Just to just give me 10 minutes. But it's mostly just about my weekend. But actually, I'm doing the Sydney Comedy Festival. Do we have a lot of Sydney listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Fuck yeah. Well, I'm doing the Sydney Comedy Festival May 12 and 14.
Bill's a really funny comedian. Yeah. Check him out.
Yeah,
really
I'd love to see you there. I don't know what the show's called because like, they didn't really ask me. But they just kind of rolled over the details from last year. But Billy Darcy, just search that, May 12 and 14 at the Factory. We'd love to see you there.
Duggan, are you got anything to plug?
Yeah, come to Melbourne. This should come out the week I'm starting there. It's called Tropical Strength. Split bill with Alex Ward from the 1st to the 6th, I think, of April. It's going to be a red hot show. Come on, buy some tickets.
Yarraman?
Have I got anything to plug? No.
All right, sweet.
No, I don't actually.
Okay, if you like the show, like and subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it out when it eventually makes it to us. Follow us on Instagram, MugOff69, or in the Facebook. And like and subscribe on Patreon to get all the extra bonus content.
Oh, yeah.
All
the shirt's coming out soon. Have we got the web stores coming up? Or?
Well, I'm waiting on the confirmation from our fearless leader, but it should be online
well,
now.
Well, he's not out. Fearless leader.
Well, I love the guy.
I do love the guy.
Yeah, you should be able to buy them now. Like, it's coming out in 2 weeks. Yeah,
probably sold out by now. Thanks for coming in, Bill.
Thanks for having me, lads.
Thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Mug off, baby.